The next patient is Bobby Hicks. The last name is H-I-C-K-S. This is a clinical case of a 78-year-old white man that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. Stage 3. Stage 3A, period. The most likely situation is that he has some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to the lengthy diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. He has also coronary artery disease with history of stents. Currently, the patient is maintaining a serum creatinine of 1, and the estimated EFR is 71 ml per minute. There is no significant proteinuria, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. The patient is very stable. There is some degree of hyperfiltration because the blood sugar has been elevated. Number two, the patient has type 2 diabetes. He has been receiving steroid shots, and despite of the steroid shots, the hemoglobin A1C remains in 7.9. The patient couldn't tolerate the right bells. We continue to treat him with administration of glipizide. Following number coronary artery disease that is followed by the cardiologist, following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease without evidence of any esophagitis, following number degenerative bowel disease that is treated with the shots of steroids in the different joints by the rheumatologist, following number the patient has a remote history of gout, the patient is in a stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 6 minutes of the time evaluating the lab in the face-to-face 15 minutes, and in the documentation 9 minutes. We refill most of the medications.